This is the second part of a two-part series featuring Brian Gracon of Brian Gracon & Associates. We're discussing a seminar that Brian will be leading at Tice. It's entitled Right on the Money.
Do retailers generally think of the message, their prime message that they should be sending to consumers?
They do, but in my experience, there can be issues with execution. I'm familiar with one case, for example, where an owner invested a fair amount of money coming up with a new tagline and logline and graphics and logo for their business, billboards and TV and internet. But when I talked to the salespeople about what that new tagline meant, I talked to 10 people and I got like 12 different answers on what it meant. And when I asked them what it probably means to customers, they hadn't really thought about that. So parts of the business were involved, but not everybody as much as could be. So this session I'm encouraging not only owners, but salespeople and everybody associated with a retail business to come and hear about these marketing strategies and techniques and how they can apply them to their business.
Sometimes they're too close to really evaluate it properly, I suppose.
Yeah, or, you know, they know so much, they don't understand what the customer doesn't know. Or they look at it a certain way and the customer may have a completely different point of view.
Interesting. Your next point.
We'll talk about consumer buying habits. And that's important because the stress of the recession and the economy since and the political process makes it real important to understand why people are making the buying decisions that they are. So we'll talk about the three particular reasons people are making buying decisions this way, and then we'll practice how to apply those to marketing and selling and staffing a business so that you have an integrated set of strategies across those three areas to employ these strategies. And we'll talk about those three areas because that's the three ways you touch the consumer, either through your marketing, through your sales process, or the people who actually interact with the customer on the phone, in their home, in your store. So we'll talk about those three topics, marketing, selling, and staffing a business based on consumer buying habits. And I'll have some specific tools and techniques there, processes to use to check your marketing and see if you're using those strategies, to check your sales process and could it be better, and to maybe reconsider some of the ways you're staffing your business, hiring, training, and coaching.
Interesting. It seems to me that the consumer of 2017 is certainly a different person operating in a different on a different line altogether than even, you know, 5-10 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. Yogi Berra once said, and some of your listeners will remember who Yogi Berra is, he said, the future ain't what it used to be. You know, it's changing, and it's changing faster and all the time. So you got to be quick on your feet. And in this particular case, we'll look at the reasons people are buying today. I mean, nobody's really interested anymore in hearing about warranties and wear layers and thickness and twist, right? They want to hear about other things. That's what we'll talk about. We'll build the foundation of the buying habits, and then we'll apply them to those three parts of the business that touch consumers.
And I guess with millennials being a greater and greater share of the consumer, of consumers, we have to get on another wavelength, it would seem.
Absolutely. We'll talk in my other seminar, the one on Thursday morning, specifically about technology-savvy customers and how to apply these buying habits and strategies to them as well.
I see. Okay, what is your next point?
Let's shift gears now to talking about marketing after the sale. And that may sound kind of peculiar at first, but, you know, every sale, some people look at a sale as closing the sale. I don't like to think of it that way because the transaction may be finished, but every sale is an opportunity for the next sale via repeat or referral business. So I like to think of it as satisfying the customer and creating additional business based on a sale. So I've got another acronym that I'll work in here. It's the word CREATE. And each letter in that word stands for part of the six-part formula for how to have an effective strategy for marketing after the sale. Again, we'll look at specific techniques here, and people will be given a chance to apply it to their own business. But the C stands for communicate. We'll talk about ways to do that and a formula to make that an effective communication. R is for a return offer. Give people a reason to give you more business. The first D is expectation. Create an expectation that you're going to follow up with the customer after the sale, so there's no reason not to. It's not like you're badgering them. They've given you permission to have that follow-up. The A is don't forget to ask. Make that follow-up contact and ask people for more business, family, friends' business. process where everybody who touches the customer is looking for a repeat and referral business. That includes the installation crew, for example, that goes out, or the people who might be on an 800 number answering customer service kind of calls. And the last E is expand the discussion to other rooms, to cabinets, to window treatments, whatever your, to maintenance services, whatever else your business offers beyond the original purchase. Use that acronym CREATE to create additional business. And we'll talk about each of those steps in a little more detail and give people a chance to think about them for their business.
Do you get the feel when you give seminars that people follow up in a reasonably effective way?
Yeah, I have contact typically with, it's 5 or 10% of the people who come to the workshops because they want to know more, they've had a success, they've had an issue, whatever. So I know that at least some people are applying it. That sounds like a small percentage, but I think it's just the tip of the iceberg. I think there's a lot of people applying what they hear that I never hear from. I'm encouraged, in fact, to hear from 5 or 10% of them.
I see. How about referrals? Should a salesperson ask for a referral if the customer is happy after the sale?
Absolutely. You know, why wouldn't you? Now, I know a lot of people who never make a follow-up call and don't ask for referrals and have all sorts of concerns and nerves about that. To me, that's probably a reflection. They just don't know how. Because, you know, if 19 out of 20 customers are happy, and let's say half of them might give you a good referral, a solid referral, that's a lot of additional business waiting there if you know how. Which is why in this workshop about right on the money and marketing opportunities, we'll be talking about how to create additional business, and I'll also provide a formula for having that follow-up contact. Maybe it's a call, maybe it's a text message, but we'll talk about a three-part formula and apply that formula on how to make that an effective contact, something beyond, well, thank you for your business. That's nice, but that shouldn't be the end of it.
Well, and I guess those are the least expensive customers, referrals.
Absolutely. They come with built-in trust.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Give us the date and the time for this seminar and the name once again.
The seminar is titled Right on the Money, subtitle Marketing Opportunities Never End, Yes, and it's on Tuesday, January 17th. It's a one-hour workshop from 12:20 to 1:20 in the afternoon, and in the TICE program, it's session TU12. That's short for Tuesday 12.
Oh, gotcha. Now, the last time, it just dawned on me, one of the last times we had you on here, you talked about a book that you had just published, Meekonomics 101. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Meekonomics is the book I've written, published in mid-2016, that basically is the research behind the consumer buying habits and the strategies that people can employ. And then a lot of detail, a lot of examples and opportunities to apply that research in marketing, selling, and staffing a business. Really excited about it, and I've taken some strategies from that and worked it into part of this presentation, and they'll be at the heart of the other presentation I'm doing on Thursday morning that we mentioned earlier.
Now, how can they get a copy of that if they're interested?
It's available everywhere, print and digital format, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, as well as from the publisher, which is blackrosewriting.com.
Okay, Brian, always great talking with you. We'll see you in Las Vegas during your seminar. I'll be in the back applauding.
I'll save you a good seat up front, Dave.
Well, there we go. That's even better. Thanks again, Brian.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We've been talking with Brian Graykin, Brian Graykin & Associates, and this is Floor Radio.